United States.
Ukraine funding. Help is on the way. Maybe. Mike Johnson struggles with his own Rasputitsa.
Spare some pity for Mike Johnson, the stuck Speaker of the House of Representatives. A relatively obscure congressman thrust into leadership 6 months ago when the ungovernable Republican majority threw out the former Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, Mr. Johnson may be defenestrated too if he does something that he seems to think that he must, provide additional military aid to Ukraine over the objections of the isolationist wing of his party. While the European Union and its member countries have contributed considerably to Ukraine's budget and humanitarian needs, America has been Ukraine's largest provider of military aid, amounting to $44 billion since Russia's invasion in February 2022. But further help has been stuck for months. In October 2023, President Joe Biden proposed that Congress appropriate $60 billion for Ukraine as part of a security bill that would have spent a further $45 billion on securing America's southern border and on arming allies like Israel and Taiwan. 6 months of congressional Sturm und Drang ensued, but nothing has come to the president's desk. One Republican senator, James Lankford of Oklahoma, spent months negotiating a harder line compromise on the southern border to accompany the aid package, only for his own party to torpedo it in a matter of 3 days after its unveiling in February because Donald Trump, the party's presumptive presidential nominee, rejected it for giving Mr. Biden an election year win. The Senate then passed a $95 billion aid bill without any border provisions, which Mr. Johnson then rejected and refused to bring up for a vote. When foreign policy is subordinated to domestic politics, as has happened with Ukraine and Israel, incoherence often follows. You can see this in the short history of Mr. Johnson's own pronouncements. Before he was appointed Speaker, Mr. Johnson was a Trump-following Ukraine skeptic, voting against a small $300 million military aid bill in September 2023. In October, after getting the top job, he sounded more supportive, saying that Vladimir Putin must not win. In December, he said that this necessary aid must be paired with sweeping reforms to Mr. Biden's border policy, which would be his hill to die on. In February, when Mr. Biden announced plans to secure the border through executive action after the failure of the bipartisan Senate deal, Mr. Johnson denounced them as election year gimmicks, despite having previously called for him to do exactly that. In March, he said that he would unveil a new plan for Ukraine aid after Easter. The eggs have stopped rolling, but Mr. Johnson is yet to release his plan, the details of which are not being shared widely. Many of the rumoured components are designed to mollify the isolationists in his party. Aid to Ukraine would be labelled as a forgivable loan rather than direct aid, following a suggestion of Mr. Trump's. Some of the funding would be recouped by seizing Russian assets that are currently frozen, though many more of these are in the EU than the US. And Mr. Biden would have to endure a poke in the eye by overturning his recently announced moratorium on new export projects for liquefied natural gas. Democrats might grumpily accept even the environmental rollback. The real hindrance to Mr. Johnson will be his own party. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican congresswoman from Georgia, has filed a motion to vacate Mr. Johnson from his leadership, were he to secure Ukraine funding by relying on Democratic support. Ms. Greene is probably the most Putin-friendly member of the party, bizarrely saying in a radio interview this week that Ukraine was attacking Christianity while Russia was protecting it. But the Republican majority is razor thin, meaning that a few defectors could cast off Mr. Johnson. Some think that Mr. Johnson might simply have to accept that he cannot both arm Ukraine and keep his job. Then he'll go down in history as being a profile in courage who does the right thing. We need Winston Churchills right now, not Neville Chamberlains, says Don Bacon, a Republican congressman representing Nebraska. Mr. Bacon has been a staunch supporter of Ukraine funding, crafting a so-called discharge petition which could circumvent the Speaker and bring a bill directly to the floor for a vote if a majority of House members were to sign on. The discharge petition, which has been closely watched by anxious European diplomats in Washington, is an unconventional parliamentary tool. It is still a long shot, but its existence gives Mr. Johnson at least some leverage with his own hardliners. Critics like Ms. Green are unlikely to be placated, but the cost of congressional dithering is, in this case, quite real. Last week, Sergei Shoigu, Russia's defense minister, announced that his army had captured 400 square kilometers of territory from the Ukrainians, who have been forced to conserve ammunition. Ukraine is over 600,000 square kilometers, but the trend is not good. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, has said that if the Congress doesn't help Ukraine, Ukraine will lose the war.